everything's gonna be all right.
Every single thing's gonna be A-okay.
Yes, if you went to bed worried about what the week holds, don't worry. Everything's gonna be all right.
All right, she said so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's how we say, what's up, Linda?
So say, why are you guys shouting? Why are you so happy? We're happy because we're alive.
Yes, so try being dead.
If you try it, you won't be able to shout.
You won't be able to tell us the rest.
Honesty.
welcome to the show this morning. My name is Mary Ann Duke Okon, but you can call me Mimi Ayo.
My name is Stretch, but call me Stretch. Yeah.
I thought that we were going to be sane today.
Yeah,
it's the beginning of the week. We're supposed to be very prim and proper, you know, very sane. And we're here to,
let me
douse the tension of Lagosians and be sweet and not do like people that are coming from Yaba.
Listen to me. Now, let me do the British for you. Did you come to work today?
Today.
Are you at work today? How's that be now?
What are you talking about?
Did you come to work to die?
No, I'm not dying.
Okay, I thought
you meant if I came to work today.
No, I said, did you come to work to die?
Not to die.
You're not here today. To die. It looks like you're here to die.
Stretch is not all right, guys.
Everybody there,
doctor.
Are you outside?
Doctor Ebb.
How was your mom? What did you eat to die?
That's not British.
Is what? Is the Oron? Ovenbog.
What are you like?
What's up, Lagos? We're here. Yes.
Let me sound like a pastor this morning.
Hallelujah.
If you went to bed last night,
hallelujah,
slept, tossed, turned, woke up, went to pee,
yes,
what came back from the pee, slept
hallelujah
again,
hallelujah,
woke up in the middle of the night, drank water, and the water went down, and you slept again.
Hey,
then you woke up in the morning when the
somebody,
cock crowed, and you're alive this morning. You
somebody
might be in traffic, you might even be trekking. Maybe they don't take your money, but you see, because you're alive.
Mimi,
somebody give the Lord a wiper. You have no reason to complain because
nothing.
You're alive.
Yes.
Only the living can actually complain.
Yes.
But you see, if you're dead,
yes,
there's no amount to complain.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing. You can't even say you're hungry if you're a dead man.
You can't even owe somebody money.
So please, if
the luxury of owing somebody money cannot happen.
It's only if you're a human being. Human beings, not dead.
I don't know what he's smelling, but I said,
Anyway, we're saying all of that to say that be grateful that you're alive today. The fact that you open your mouth, you yawn, and then you could close it back.
Yes.
That's a reason to be happy and grateful.
And you could pandiculate. Pandiculate is to stretch, by the way. So stretch like this. It's pandiculate. Yeah. I'm teaching English.
Yes, if you could stretch like stretch.
Yeah. Auntie, can we
to
do,
life.
Can we do something?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's time for us to sound off. As usual, we start off the program with sound off.
Yes,
talking about the biggest issues, of course, in the best possible way, without you responding to it, is mommy and daddy conversation.
Yes.
We take it off your chest, put it on our own chest, and serve it to the chest of those that need to listen to it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sound Off.
All right, this is Sound Off. It's 16 past hour 10. And on Sound Off today, we're going to be doing what we have decided to do this election period. Sometimes when you were a kid, a four-year-old, five-year-old kid sees what mommy and daddy is doing wrong, the kid could say, daddy, you're not supposed to do that. You shouldn't have shouted in traffic. Well, this is what we have decided to do, to watch over those who are supposed to take watch over us, to watch over those who trust with our country that it will not conflagrate, it will not scatter, to watch over those who are supposed to be statesmen and women, to watch over those who know that Nigeria could be set ablaze by one statement you make in this very, very difficult period, to tell them to stay in line. What are we talking about this morning? Well, you must have heard. I'm sure many of you who have been, who listen to news and know what's going on in newspapers, on the news. The presidential candidate of the People's Democratic Party, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, has come under the fire following his advice to Northerners that they should vote for him in the 2023 elections because he hails from the Northern region. Atiku, who stated this during an interactive session with the Arawa Joint Committee in Kaduna on Saturday, told his audience not to support a Yoruba or Igbo candidate in reference to the presidential candidates of APC and the Labour Party. Well, the flag bearer, who's Fulani from Adamawa State, declared that what the average northerner needs is somebody who's from the north and also understands that part of the country, that part of the country has been able to build bridges across the country. This statement on its own, as far as the little minds were kids compared to this person and these people are concerned, is seditious, is divisive, it is wrong. You don't try to make things, you don't carry a jerry can of petrol past the fire and say, I don't think it will burn. You don't do that. That coming from a former vice president, coming from someone who we can, should be able to trust, who is supposed to try to bring Nigeria together, that statement is using a very hot knife to cut soft butter. We're saying wrong in all angles. And this is just the beginning of the campaigns. Nigerians, we are as charged as we've ever been. Since I've been young, now that I'm older, I've never seen us at this point where we're waiting to be triggered to do something. And now you're supposed to be campaigning to bring us all together as one nation. And you make this statement. Some weeks back, we were talking about something that was said by the deputy governor of Lagos State, and we're still waiting for the state government to come out with an apology of sorts. But this should be condemned in all ramifications.
I'd like to say that I concur, and you know, but then there are those who are on the sidelines throwing stones and sticks at what Atiku said. Am I saying that what he said was right? No. But there are those who are saying, well, we condemn it in totality. But somebody did say something about, oh, it's the turn of the Yorubas. It's our turn. So some people will say, well, that's almost the same thing. But that's not what we need for this election. This is not the time for divisive rhetorics. No, sir. This is not the time for you to divide and conquer. There is no conquering anywhere.
Nothing.
You're not going to conquer nothing.
Nothing.
It will all go to waste
Nothing. If
we are divided. You think that if you divide Nigeria, that will give you an opportunity. What do you want to rule at the end of the day, or
the
lead? What are you leading?
Mm.
Are you leading us where? Where are you leading us,
where?
To the Red Sea?
Where we do
what
not
exactly
know.
Are you trying to, what sentiments are you trying to whip up? Do you not think that Nigerians are tired of this divisive politics, this ethnic and regional politics that you're playing? We need to all step aside. And this is to you, Nigerians, you,
yeah,
the voting public,
mm-hmm,
those of you, even those who are sitting on the fence. Stop listening to this very nonsensical, for the want of a better word, this nonsense and, you know, baseless
yeah,
rhetorics that these politicians are using, and begin to look at the important things. What is the antecedent?
What are you bringing?
What have
the
they done?
Mm.
What do they say they will do? Point by point. Not telling me that hope is here.
Mm.
This
we're here
is that
to save the
we
nation.
Want to bring back.
No
we want
more
to use our umbrella to cover you. Want
yes
to use the broom
we
to sweep you.
Away
we want
all
to use the
troubles,
mother, father, and children.
We will
no
use it. No, no, no. Tell us how you're going to do what
we
you
want
think.
Specifics.
Yes.
Give us
we're
specifics.
Tired.
If you're not
we're
ready
tired
to break it down to us,
yes,
then we'll move to the next person who's
yes
willing and ready. There are about 16 of them.
Yes.
Choose wisely. That's all I'm going to say. Nigeria needs a unifier
we're
at this
tired
point.
We're
we
tired
do not need a person who is going to keep breaking us down along religious and ethnic lines.
That's
enough.
End.
Is
enough.
Enough.
Enough. We're
and
tired.
That sound off.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
See, if you hear
hey
that was what we said, back to sender.
Send that to back.
Send that to back.
42 what minutes gone past the 10 o'clock
yes
hour officially. Welcome to What's Up Lagos.
Yeah.
My name is Mary Ann Ducon and Stretch.
I told you my name before if you forgot.
Stretch, that whatever has just been released.
Whatever. From where? Am I a dam? Am I the dam that released water? That oh God, I just want to talk about
anyway
that.
So this morning, because we have just about 30 minutes to have this conversation with you, because it's a Monday,
because it's
let's
you
talk about work.
Work,
what is that thing that you would do whether you were paid or not?
Yes,
if it's a job, it's a hobby. What would you do?
What's that thing? Some people is cooking. Anywhere they go to, just go to the kitchen and that's not me anyway.
That's me,
some,
baby.
Yeah, some people is cleaning. Mm-mm. Oh, they can wipe
everything. That's not me. I traveled.
Some people is ironing. I hate ironing.
Oh, gosh. I love washing, but I hate ironing.
I hate both of them. So, what is that thing for you that, see, even if they don't pay you, you will do it? And if they pay you, it's an extra.
This is it.
I didn't say this is it.
This is it. But you have to pay me, sir. Don't be angry, sir. I love this job, but you pay me. But you see, the thing is, wherever I go, even if I'm on a holiday, I will always find a radio station to come just be choke my mouth in the microphone.
Okay.
You understand me? But this is the best job in the world. Okay. So, guys, we want you to jump on the conversation.
Yes.
All right? So,
what's that thing? Think
what's
about
that thing that even if you were not paid, you would
you
do
wouldn't
it?
Wouldn't mind.
Somebody on Twitter said that he likes to volunteer at events just to be like an event coordinator to make things happen.
Hey, where are the tables? Where are the chairs? Yes.
The guests are coming.
They are coming.
This is how you are going to arrange.
Is this what you are going to... No, move to this side. Mm. That's their own. That's your calling. Some people is separating fights.
Not me. My face is still pretty to
some
be punched.
Some people is separating fights. What is the problem? So some people is even... So what happened? What happened? Papa Bombay, calm down. Mama Bombay, come up. Yeah. So what is your own? What's that calling of yours that for free you'll do it?
Yeah, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Don't forget, say what's up, Lagos.
What? Don't say
scream
shout it.
Scream it. If not, we will not take your call.
We won't, I promise. I promise.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? That's not how to start the show. No. Please, why you sound like Ekpe?
I'm sounding like...
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning.
Oh, Tani.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Tani. Mm-hmm. What is that thing?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that thing that I would like to do is talkativeness. I'm a talkative. Yes, I like talking to those people when they block you at the crossroads. I love talking to people say, that is still hope for Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
I cannot run for this country, even if there are 10 million
uh-huh.
now. So I'm a number one talkative in Nigeria, so I like talking.
Uh-huh.
So I will not collect the money. So if you employ me for Nigeria info, make I come talk. No pay me. If you say, no give me transport. But by the time I go, you like a waka come back. So okay. Go out thank you very much.
Oh, Tani.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Go.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you all.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah. That thing I would like to do, even if I'm not paid for it, is singing.
Singing?
Please, you have to sing to us.
I'll back you up. Come on.
Okay, should I sing?
Yes.
All right. I am dancing to the tone, so please my feet keep left for my start. Toronto. Is a natural agreement for every life. My life has choice. Toronto. I can sleep, but I'm not.
Come on.
I can't dance, so
come
I'm
on.
Not weak. Toronto,
my brother, Toronto, my sister,
Toronto. The answer,
hey,
music.
The answer,
music.
Hey,
music.
See the lovely voice.
The answer,
hey,
music.
Toronto,
the answer, music.
Come on,
the answer, music.
Toronto,
music.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, music.
Toronto.
Toronto. I love the music.
This is it.
Please, can Mohit, sorry, not Mohit anymore. What's it called? Maven, please. We need you to sign this artist.
This is this. If you don't have Byro, I'll give you.
Oh, sorry, D-Tunes. It's D-Tunes again. Toronto.
Toronto. Toronto. Toronto.
Okay, guys.
Sit down there.
What a way to start.
Yo, sit down. Sit down there. Be looking at your mates blow. Sit down there.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm sure this person took a break to laugh. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos, what's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Ayomide.
Oh, yeah. What will you do? What can you do for free?
As for me, I like whining someone if the person get out because I'm a visually impaired. So the person won't want to touch me.
Eh? Sorry, I don't understand.
You like whining somebody? What do you say?
Yes, I like whining somebody till the person get angry.
Okay.
No, so we're talking about jobs. No, it's a job that you would do even if you were not paid for it.
Zone is whining.
It's not a job.
Like, I can whine you now.
No, it's not a job.
I'm tired. See, it's only whining. See, let me tell you. Whining. You don't understand what whining is.
Wait, are you whining, Koya?
Yeah. When I whine you and you get angry, you pay me.
Please. Wait, please.
Sit down there now.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, no, no, no.
My name is Sunday. I'm calling from Barriga.
Hey, Sunday, how are you?
You know, I love singing.
You love singing?
Anywhere I go, whether in the office, in the church.
Okay.
I love singing. That is one thing I cannot afford to stop.
All right.
Physical and in the spiritual realm, I am always thinking.
All right, sing for us now.
So can I give you one?
Yes, sing for us.
In 25 seconds, go.
You are the reason I live. You are the one for me.
Hallelujah.
You are the one for me.
Daddy.
Oh, Daddy Mama.
Oh,
Daddy
you
singing
are
the instrument.
This is deep. Oh,
hey.
You are the one for me. Lord, you are the one for me.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Sunday. Sunday.
When I have you, Daddy.
Surrounded by your love.
Hallelujah. Hey, the voice is even modulating.
Some staccato and vibrato there. Hey.
Sunday. Sunday,
thank you.
Sunday,
we have to go for a quick break.
Yes, Sunday.
Thank you, Sunday.
Sunday is
taking me back to Sunday service. Oh. But information guy is
Bring us back.